This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We value certain things in this world like silver and gold. They are precious. Everyone wants to get them, own them, and have them more and more. The Bible mentions about precious faith in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 1. Faith is precious, and we should value this and have it more. This faith helps us to live. We have many opportunities in our life to have more faith. In John's Gospel, chapter 11 and verse 40, Jesus said, "If you believe, you will see the glory of God." So faith helps us to experience the glory of God. In 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 7, we read, "Faith prepares us to be found into praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ." That's the glorious hope. In 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8, "By faith we have joy unspeakable and full of glory." By all this we know that faith is precious. In this world, everyone lives in fear, unrest and worry. Nothing in this world can do anything about it. There is no solution at all. But as Christians, if we believe in the Lord, we need not fear. We can rest and be in peace in all situations. The only antidote to fear is faith. In Psalm 56, verse 3, we read that, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee." David says, "I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears." Psalm 34 and verse 4. We can have perfect peace when we trust in the Lord, and our wandering mind, doubting mind, and confused mind stays on the Lord. Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3. We can enjoy the peace of God which passeth all understanding. Stop worrying, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 and 7. Prayer and thanksgiving is a clear confirmation of faith. When we believe in God's word, the word of God quickens us from our discouragement and depression, and also some lows in our life. Psalm 119 and verse 50. Fear and worry are removed only through faith. So faith is precious. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, we read about Hannah. She had no children. She was weeping and not eating food. She was in the bitterness of soul. And she was praying to the Lord and wept sore. She got answer from Eli the priest. He said, "Go in peace. The God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him." We read that Hannah went her way and she did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. She did not receive the son, but her faith brought her to this situation. There was a change. So faith is precious. We read in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 7, "This precious faith needs to be tested, since the faith is more precious than gold that perisheth." In Genesis chapter 22, we read that Abraham, the father of faith, was tested, and that too in his very advanced age. Then, after the test, the Lord said, "Now I know you fear the Lord, seeing that you have not withheld thy son and his only son." Job trusted in the Lord and his faith was tested. He lost all what he had and his children. He worshipped the Lord. And Job said, "Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In Job chapter 1 and verse 21, he did not question or he did not murmur against God. He had such a strong trust in the Lord that he said in Job chapter 13 and verse 15, "Even though he may slay me, yet I will trust in him." He said in Job 23 and verse 10, "When he had tried me, I shall come forth as gold." Job's faith was tested and he came through it. Are you going through some trials? Is your faith being tested? Be strong in faith. You'll come out as gold. As we read in James chapter 2 and verse 5, "God has chosen the poor in the world, but rich in faith." We need to be rich in this precious faith. Our prayer should be, Lord, increase our faith, because faith is precious. When we have this precious faith in the Lord becomes precious to us, as we read in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 7, unto you who believe, he is precious. That's wonderful. Our precious faith makes us to experience the Lord very close, and he becomes very close to us, intimate to us, and he becomes precious. When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith in the earth? Luke's Gospel chapter 18 and verse 8. Will he find this precious faith in your life? We should live and continue to live by faith till the coming of the Lord. May the Lord bless you, and may the Lord bless this word.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.